Welcome to the Deep Dive. Ever feel like you're just stuck doing the same IT tasks over and over?
Like you're on repeat. Yeah.
Exactly. Today, we're diving into a way to maybe break free from that. Automation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to save some time, cut down on mistakes, maybe get a better handle on your tech without, you know, getting a headache, this is for you.
Definitely.
We're going to explore CT Freak today. It's an IT task scheduler. And we'll see how it aims to simplify things.
Yeah. And it seems like, especially for anyone just starting to think about automating their IT processes, CT Freak might offer a pretty straightforward way in.
Right.
So our goal today is really to understand its core functions and how it makes automation accessible, even if you're not, say, a deep tech expert.
Okay.
And speaking of support, a quick thanks to SafeServer. They're supporting this deep dive.
Yes.
SafeServer handles the hosting for software like this and supports your digital transformation. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
Great. Okay. So CT Freak, it's all about tasks.
All right.
And it looks like it handles quite a few different kinds.
It does.
Can you maybe break down the main types, you know, in a way that's easy for someone new to this to grasp?
Absolutely. So think of a task in CT Freak as basically a specific action you want to automate.
Okay.
The simplest one is probably the local command. Imagine you want to quickly check something like, I don't know, the date on your own computer.
Right.
You type a command to do that. Well, CT Freak can just do that automatically for you whenever you schedule it.
So it's like a little robot typing on your own machine. What if you need to tell other computers what to do?
Okay. That's where the next types come in, like the command task.
Okay.
Let's say you have maybe 5 servers and they all need the exact same instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you logging into each one, typing it out 5 times, you just type it once in CT Freak's command task.
And it sends it out.
Yeah, it securely sends that command to all those computers you specified. It uses SSH. Think of that as a kind of secure encrypted tunnel.
Got it. Secure connection.
Exactly. And similarly, if you have a longer list of instructions saved in a file, like a script.
Yeah, like a script file.
Right. You can use the bash script task for Linux or Unix-based servers.
Okay.
Or the PowerShell script task if you're dealing with Windows machines. CT Freak securely runs those scripts on multiple targets for you.
So it becomes your central control panel instead of you running around, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. Centralizes that effort.
I also saw something about Ansible Playbook. That sounds a bit more advanced.
It is, sort of. Ansible itself is a tool for configuring and managing computers. It uses these things called playbooks, which are like detailed instruction manuals.
Okay.
So if you're already using Ansible for setting up software or changing settings across many machines, CT Freak can trigger those playbooks for you, again, using that secure SSH connection.
So it integrates with existing more complex tools too. What about databases?
Yeah.
Or websites? Can it handle those?
It can, yeah. There's a SQL script task. So if you need to run the same SQL commands, maybe to query data on several different databases,
oh, okay.
You can set that up. And there's also SQL report, which is pretty neat.
How so?
Well, imagine you need a daily sales report from your database. CT Freak can run the SQL query automatically, then take the results and format them into, say, a nice report with charts and tables.
Oh, that saves a ton of manual work.
Exactly. And for websites or web services, there's the HTTP request task.
What does that do?
Think of it like having CT Freak automatically fill out a web form or ping a web service to check its status or maybe even send a notification via an API.
Wow. Okay. That covers a lot of ground.
Right.
Local commands, remote commands, scripts, Ansible, databases, web stuff.
Right. And the last main type is workflow.
Workflow. What's the idea there?
It's about connecting tasks together.
Right.
Imagine you need to do task A first, like backing up data. Then you need to do task B, maybe run a security scan.
You get like a sequence.
Exactly. A workflow lets you chain these individual tasks together. CT Freak will run them one after the other automatically. Or you can even set them up to run at the same time in parallel, if that makes sense, for what you're doing.
Gotcha. Like building a little automated assembly line for your IT processes.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Now, the documentation also mentions nodes. What are nodes in the CT Freak world?
Nodes are just the remote computers, the servers, yeah. The machines that CT Freak connects to and manages.
Oh, the target machines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you set up a task, like running a command remotely, you just tell CT Freak which of your configured nodes it should run on.
Simple enough. Okay, so the website talks about benefits for different roles. Sysadmins, DevOps folks. What's in it for them?
Well, for them, I think the big appeal is centralization, having all their scripts and scheduled tasks in one place rather than scattered everywhere.
Right. Better organization.
Definitely. And being able to run things on many servers at once, that's a huge time saver for tasks like patching or just checking system status across the board. More oversight, less manual clicking.
Yeah, I can see that simplifying things a lot, especially if you manage dozens or hundreds of machines. What about data engineers? They work with data pipelines and stuff.
For them, it's about automating those complex data processes, running calculations, moving large data sets between systems, maybe importing data on a regular schedule. CT Freak can automate those data pipelines.
Keep things flowing smoothly.
Exactly. On time, reliably.
And it even mentioned business users benefiting. How does that work if they aren't, you know, super technical?
The idea there is that the IT team can pre-build specific tasks in CT Freak, maybe something like generate weekly sales summary or update customer tier.
Okay, predefined actions.
Right. Then a business user can just log into a simple web interface, find the task they need, click a button, and launch it.
Without needing to know how it works underneath.
Precisely. It puts the power of that specific automated task in their hands safely, without requiring deep technical knowledge.
That's actually pretty cool, empowering. They also talk up the UI, fast, simple, and mobile first. User-friendliness is always good, especially for beginners.
Absolutely. The goal seems to be making it easy to navigate and use, even if you live outside the command line.
And mobile first.
Means it should work reasonably well on a phone or tablet, not just a big desktop screen. They also mention full client-side rendering.
Which means, in simple terms.
Basically, the interface does most of its work in your browser. It makes it feel faster and uses less internet bandwidth, which is good if you have a slower connection or you are on mobile.
Okay, so responsive and accessible. Managing tasks on the go sounds handy. Another key thing is notifications. How does it keep you in the loop?
It can send alerts when tasks finish, whether they worked or if they failed.
Which is important.
Very. And it supports common platforms like email, Slack, Microsoft Teams, probably others too. So you don't have to constantly babysit the dashboard. You get notified if something needs attention.
Or just confirmation that things ran okay.
Yeah.
Gives you peace of mind.
Exactly.
Now, pricing. If someone's curious and wants to try it, there's a free option, right? What does that let you do?
Yeah, the free tier looks like a good starting point. It lets you define, I think, up to 8 different tasks.
Okay.
And have up to 3 users. You can run those tasks one after the other sequentially as often as you need.
So enough to automate some basic routines and see how it works.
Right. Uses a simpler internal database, offers basic support. It's really designed for you to get your feet wet, learn the ropes.
Dip your toes into automation without a big commitment. What about the paid tiers? Startup, pro, business? What extras do you get?
The main things you unlock are higher limits, more tasks, more users, and importantly, the ability to run tasks concurrently.
Running multiple things at the same time.
Exactly, which can really speed things up if you have complex workflows. You also get features like customizing the interface with your own logo, priority support.
Right.
And in the top tier, the business one, you get the option to use a more heavy-duty database, PostgreSQL, for the back end, which is better for larger scale use.
So it scales up as your automation needs grow.
Yeah.
Makes sense. I saw some testimonials too. Anything stand out from what users were saying?
What struck me was how often people mentioned ease of use, especially compared to, well, other tools they might have tried before.
Like what?
Some mentioned things like Rundeck, saying CT Freak was simpler to set up and less resource hungry. People liked how straightforward it was to configure notifications and SSH connections compared to alternatives.
Simpler is often better, especially at the start.
Definitely. One user even specifically called out the standard Windows task scheduler, saying CT Freak was much clearer and easier to manage tasks with. The overall vibe seems to be powerful enough, but without unnecessary complexity.
Yeah. Sounds like it hits a sweet spot for people wanting automation without a massive learning curve.
Yeah.
So wrapping up, for someone just starting out, what are the main takeaways?
I'd say for beginners, CT Freak offers a very user-friendly entry point into IT automation. Mm-hmm. It covers a good range of common task types, lets you manage multiple servers from one place, and the free tier makes it really easy to just try it out for those basic sequential workflows.
Exactly. This deep dive was really meant to give you that foundational understanding, especially if automation felt kind of daunting before.
Right.
So we definitely encourage you, you know, check out CT Freak further, maybe the free version, or see if they have that live demo available.
And maybe just take a moment to think, which repetitive IT tasks are eating up your time right now? Could automating even one or two of those free you up and reduce potential slip-ups?
Good thought to leave folks with. It's about making work life a bit smoother, right?
Without adding a whole new layer of complexity to manage.
Absolutely. And before we go, one last thank you to our supporter, SafeServer. SafeServer takes care of hosting for software like CT Freak and supports your digital transformation journey. Find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Until next time.